You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome everyone to this Monday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is July 15th, and we had a packed weekend of sports, so let's jump right into it. I wanted to start off with some of the championships that we had this weekend, and specifically in soccer, where we had the Euro final. We had Spain taking on England in Berlin, and this one was tied at 1-1 late in the game. It looked like it might go into extra time, but then Spain scored late in the 86th minute to avoid going to extra time, and that would be the final 2-1 as they win the Euro final. We also had the Copa final as well, where Argentina was playing Colombia, and they would win that one 1-0 in extra time. No one scored in regulation. And this one was a little bit crazy. There were a few injuries. Messi hurt his ankle really bad. I don't know if you happen to see the pictures of it on Twitter or on any of the other sports websites, but he had his shoe off and it was just completely swollen, looked awful. So he wasn't able to finish the game, but Argentina still won even without him. And then there was even a crazier start to this game. There was a delay. I think it was about 75 minutes, I heard, and it looked like a bunch of spectators kind of rushed the stadium in Miami. And from a lot of the reports, it said they weren't even like ticketed customers. They were just trying to get into the game regardless. And it was such a rush. They were able to bypass security, and it became this whole ordeal. And I still don't know all the details yet, but looked like they had a ton of people in the stadium that shouldn't have been. They had people in seats they shouldn't have been. People that did have tickets that couldn't get into the stadium. It just seemed like a nightmare. I would not want to be dealing with that the day after. And I'm sure there's going to be some refunds and other repercussions that come from that. It looked like there was some damage to even one of the escalators that had been like completely destroyed. So just a wild scene down there in Miami. It just looked like, you know, they were not ready for that event in terms of their security and just their overall preparation. I mean, that's a venue that hosts big time events, you know, all throughout the year. So kind of surprising that they were not ready for this one. But anyway, biggest story from that is Argentina won. They beat Colombia 1-0. So that was the other soccer final that we had. And then the other championship was also, we had Wimbledon that was yesterday as well. And so we had Carlos Alcaraz playing Djokovic. And Alcaraz went on to win this one in straight sets. And it's kind of crazy to me how quickly that Alcaraz has come on the scene. He's only 21 years old, and this is already his fourth major. If you look at some of the other recent greats like Djokovic, like Rafa, like Federer, when they were 21, the only guy that was close was Rafa. He had three majors at this point, but Federer hadn't won one yet. Novak only had one. And so Alcaraz, you know, is a little bit ahead of the pace right now. And you know, it, at least when you had Federer, Rafa, and Novak all kind of facing off against each other, they were kind of cannibalizing the results between the three of them. Right now, Alcaraz looks like the best guy in the sport. And you have Sinner and a couple other guys that might challenge him, but he could go on a crazy run here, you know, if he's able to keep up this pace. And he's still so young, so he might definitely challenge the record for Grand Slams. But anyway, yeah, so Alcaraz wins. That was the other championship that we had yesterday. Over to the MLB. We had the draft yesterday, actually. And the Guardians, despite being one of the top teams in the league right now, they had the first overall pick, and they took Travis Bazana out of Oregon State. He's a second baseman, but he had a great power hitting season. He hit like 28 home runs, I think, in 60 games, while still hitting for average at 407, I want to say I saw. But anyway, I think he became the first second baseman ever to go first overall as well. So kind of another interesting tidbit there, but we'll see if he's able to be another impact player for a team that's, you know, already playing really well this year. But then also yesterday we had a bunch of games, and we had 9 different players across the league that had multiple home runs, kind of another crazy stat. And then the A's also went bonkers. They hit 8 home runs as a team, and they scored 18 runs. And that's actually the third time that they've scored 18 runs this year. And no other team has scored 18 yet on the season. And the A's are not a very good team. They only have 37 wins. They have the fourth worst record in the league, but just apparently have this tendency to just go nuts at the plate. So Another weird stat in there. Another funny game, if you happen to see this, was the Yankees lost in just hilarious fashion. They were up 5-3 in the ninth. The Orioles were at home, so it was the bottom half of the inning. They had bases loaded, two outs, but then they hit a grounder to short. It looks like the game's going to end, but Volpe bobbles it, and so what would have ended the game ends up scoring a run. Bases are still loaded. It's 5-4, and then just like two pitches later, Mullins for Baltimore. He hits a ball to left. Verdugo completely misplays it. The ball goes over his head. The Orioles end up scoring two runs, and that's the game. So just like back-to-back miscues. It's for, you know, any of the Yankees haters out there, which is, you know, pretty much the other 29 teams. Just a hilarious, hilarious game to watch that one end. But aside from that, we also have the Home Run Derby tonight. Sunday that kind of wrapped up the first half of the season as we head into the All-Star break. So tonight we'll have the Home Run Derby. We've got Gunnar Henderson in there from Baltimore, Pete Alonso from the Mets, Alec Bohm from the Phillies, Bobby Witt Jr. from the Royals, Marcelo Ozuna from the Braves, Jose Ramirez from the Guardians, Adolis Garcia from the Rangers, and Teoscar Hernandez from the Dodgers. Those will be your eight participants. So we'll have that tonight, which is arguably one of the most fun events during All-Star Week, and it's probably better than the All-Star game itself in the MLB, and it kind of rivals the dunk contest in the NBA, in my opinion. But so excited to see how that one plays out. Obviously pulling for my guy Jose there. But again, that will be tonight, so excited to see how that one plays out. We also had a bunch of games in the WNBA this weekend. Four of the top five teams were in action yesterday, and the Suns, Aces, and Storm all got wins. But the current four seed, the Minnesota Lynx, they lost to the Fever. And it was a super balanced attack from Indiana. Aaliyah Boston and Caitlin Clark both had 17 points. And then Kelsey Mitchell led the way with 21. And she also had a huge block at the end of the game to seal the win, which is really impressive, especially for her as one of the smaller players on the court. But just a huge play from her. And then I'm not sure if I have this stat right, but I think they mentioned on the broadcast that Caitlin Clark either scored or assisted on something like the first 14 points of the fourth quarter for the Fever. So just another crazy stat for her as part of her, you know, incredible rookie season here. But speaking of rookie seasons, we also had Angel Reese and the Sky facing off with the Liberty on Saturday. And the Liberty went on to win that one 81-67. Sabrina Ionescu was huge in that one. She had 28. But then the bigger story in this one was probably Angel Reese lost her double-double streak, so that ended at 15. But she was just shamelessly trying to stat pad at the end of the game. Like, she just needed another bucket, and they kept trying to feed her the ball. I mean, they're down by 14 points. The clock is running out. In any other game, in any other situation, they just let the clock run out. I mean, that's just kind of, you know, the etiquette, I guess, at towards the end of the games there. But you could see how frustrated she was trying to get the ball. And this is, like I said, it's probably the most egregious case of stat padding that I've maybe ever seen. You know, I think we've seen some guys trying to get boards or points in other scenarios, you know, maybe like Westbrook or Harden when they were trying to get triple doubles and things like that. But this one was just so egregious, clearly just not caring about the team or the situation or just how idiotic it looks. So just kind of another funny story there that I thought was just crazy to see. Just, I mean, you're down by 14, the game is over, like, get over it. The double doubles aren't that impressive anyway. Like, half of her rebounds are coming off of missed layups because her layup package is like, if it was in 2K, it'd be like a 12. And it's just like, it's a double double. Like, a double double, if you're getting points and assists, is way more impressive. Like, you're contributing to other buckets. Just rebounds that you're not scoring on, or ending out possessions on the defensive end, they just don't mean that much. So, you know, I still think it's somewhat of an impressive streak, but I don't think it's what everyone is making it out to be. It's kind of the biggest push that everyone is, or I say it's the biggest argument that everyone is using to push Angel Reese forward in this rookie of the year debate. And I don't even think it's close. I mean, I think it's Caitlin Clark by a landslide. I think the, you know, like, the offensive share that she has, the load that she is shouldering on that Fever team, I just don't think it's similar to any of the other rookies in the league. So I think the award should be hers. I don't really think it's a debate, but it probably will be for the rest of the season just because that's the world that we live in now with social media and Twitter and whatever else. So anyway, that's all I've got for today. So we will wrap it up for this Monday episode of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.